Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Jen's Win. It's the 7th of May. I'm just walking back from the polling station with Simon.
Hello.
We decided to go together, even though a bit later than... Well, I am anyway, a bit later than anticipated because Henry managed to fall off his scooter on the way to school this morning. Our pavement is a bit higgledy-piggledy. And he managed to knock his head rather than his hands. So his hands and knees are just dirty, but his head took the brunt of the fall. So not for the very squeamish, but there was a lot of blood. I managed to get him to school. He was very brave and then did first aid there, and then he decided that he was okay to go into class. But they'll keep an eye on him, hopefully. So if it gets any worse, then I can always go and pick him up. But yeah, so it's already been quite a morning. And of course, it's general election day. Not that I'm terribly concerned by that, because I'm not allowed to vote in the general election. One of the things that I do find a little bit strange in EU terms. So I'm allowed to pay taxes here, but I'm not allowed to decide who gets to set those taxes. But I can vote in Germany, even though I don't live there. And it's not really of any concern to me, or there's no direct impact on me what kind of government they have, but I'm allowed to vote there. So I don't quite understand that one, because I think everything else is kind of you sort of do whatever you need to do where you live in the EU. But I was allowed to. I'm allowed to vote in EU elections, obviously, and local elections. So turns out our parish council seat was unchallenged, so there wasn't even an election. Hurrah! So that left the borough. Was it borough? The borough one. Turns out some of the candidates don't even live in our area. So I think someone said before about if you're unsure, don't look so much at the party, look at the candidates and what they're likely to do for the local area. And that's exactly what I did. So
but they all live in the borough, don't they?
Yeah, they live in the borough, but I can't really see. It's not very sort of, you know, for our local, obviously I'd like the one who I vote for, I'd like them to do something for our particular area, not for somebody else's.
So you vote for the one that lives in the same village as us then?
Yeah, one of them. There wasn't just one, so... Yes, but I'm also kind of glad that I didn't have to vote in the general election, because I wouldn't have known who to go for, to be honest. I don't know, it just seems to me that... I don't know, I find it a bit weird here that there's sort of a very... there's a lot of historical context to the parties and a lot of sort of a cultural and a class thing about who you vote for. Seems to me, anyway, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that it's more sort of, no, we've always been a Labour supporter, or no, we've always voted Tory, even though I don't know anyone who would admit to voting Tory. That's the Conservatives for... those who don't live in the UK. So I get the impression that ever since Margaret Thatcher, the Conservatives have been very uncool to vote for. Whereas Labour is kind of seen as the right thing to do. It's more of a moral choice than a who does the best thing for the country. And quite honestly, when I watched some of the election debates in recent weeks, it was really interesting. I mean, if I didn't know which party they were from, then I would have said the one that was the best at debating and at actually having a a relevant conversation and answering questions and being very firm on the issues and not just talking in sound bites was actually Nicola Sturgeon from the SNP. Very, very formidable opponent. I don't think I saw a debate that had David Cameron in. Ed Miliband seemed to rely most on making everybody else sound really bad. So that seemed to be a strategy, sort of talking everybody else down to make himself look better. And when he did say something, it always sounded really nice, but it was just all sound bites. And I spent most of the last Labour government in this country, so I know they like their sound bites, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that gets followed through, or it's just so generic. You think, oh, that sounds really nice, but if you think about, well, what's actually behind it, you don't really know. There's no specifics. It's a bit slippery. So, and then there's the Liberal Democrats. Well, I don't know. Nick Clegg didn't make too much of an impact on me either in those debates. So, I don't know. I would have found it very, very difficult to decide who to vote for. In a way, I'm glad I didn't have to. That's a bit of a cop-out. any comment from you darlings, being as you were actually allowed to?
I think the Liberal Democrats have rather discredited themselves, haven't they? Because for me, the Liberal Democrats were supposed to be they were born from the Social Democratic Party and the Liberal Party. And very often they've positioned themselves in the past as being left of the Labour Party, particularly when last time the Labour Party were in government.
Because the Labour Party's gone a bit right as well since Tony Blair, haven't they? There's not a lot of difference between what they say and what the Conservatives say. They seem to just argue some sort of tiny points when one of them came out with something, the other one didn't really have anything very oppositional to say.
The Lib Dems have just broken so many promises.
Yeah, they have.
They're just completely lacking credibility now.
Yeah.
I think I might have even voted Lib Dem in the last election, 5 years ago. But what they've done in government has been just breaking promises. I'm afraid they're not getting my vote this time.
You know what they need here? Proportional representation. Then everybody can vote who they feel is best, and then the parties will just have to range themselves in the end. But at least it's fair then, because there is no party. The parties are not that different from each other, and
it would be really good actually, because today I've been torn between voting with my heart and voting tactically.
Yeah, you know? Well, that's the other thing, the voting tactically. Yeah, because you kind of try and second guess what it could.
Yeah.
What the outcome could likely be, rather than going for who you believe in.
Yes. Well, it was a proportional representation.
See, that's not right.
It would just be a matter of voting for who you believe in and the party you believe
in. Yeah.
And or the candidate you
believe in. Yeah, and it would also give the parties a much clearer picture. Rather than, because I mean, how many people vote tactically or don't vote at all because they think that, oh, this is a safe Labour seat or this is a safe Tory seat, whatever. But then everybody could truly democratically have their say.
And the big argument against PR has always been, if you have do proportional representation, then you're more likely to have a hung parliament. But I think what we've seen last year and this year...
You can have that anyway.
You can have that anyway.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hello.
Do you want to...
Okay. Well, turns out that was the man who is going to put up the German satellite dish so we get German television again. Yay!
Yay! So we can watch the German election when that happens.
Yay! Whenever the next one is. But we'll come to the end of this boo anyway. So thank you very much for listening.
Vote pavements. Vote for smoother pavements. Safe pavements.
I'll go for that. Right, we're having a cup of tea now. Bye all!
Cheers, bye.